Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for the 22nd of February, 2026. And we are in the midst of Kay. That's the way I look at it. She always has some interesting pedestrian mentality kind of questions. And I'm all right with that because that's where most of us reside, is in our pedestrian mentality, the one that we all, you know, think from, where we have opinions and all sorts of aspirations for our opinions. So she is not speaking just for herself. She's speaking, I think, for all of us at one time or another. So yesterday we talked about what we would lose in a spiritual practice. I mean, what would that be like? And then she goes on in her email to say, how would I survive? How would I be able to work? How would my friends think of me? What would my family do? I would be paralyzed. I would be ousted from the family. I would be ousted from society, blah, 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 all that. Yes, Kay, you're not going to be popular. I'm not a popular person. I understand exactly what you mean and what you're talking about, but until you can look at your life and understand that you're not sick of your sickness, and it is your sickness that is really writing this email to me wanting to know, dip your toe into the waters of the infinite, but not wanting to immerse your totality in it because you're afraid of the repercussions of it in a world where hatred and fear and jealousy and pride reign supreme. You don't seem to understand that those are things much worthy to let go of, not be a part of. It'd be more worthy to find out what is and what ain't. That which is, that which ain't. And you don't have the ilk for this. This is a lifetime where you are going to sit by the river, very thirsty, and of probably going to kill yourself in that thirst, die of thirst, when the river is just not very far away, inches away from you, but you're not going to do anything about it. Because you're afraid to live in the repercussions of being in a sick society, a sick culture, where we do mania. We live in a mania constantly in this country, whether it be in sports or in Hollywood or in some fashion where we think that we're having fun and that's all that really matters to people. Is having fun. Is it fun? I watched football player Joe Burrow talk about the idea that, you know, he's questioning whether or not he should continue playing football because he's not having fun. Well, football is pretty violent. And if you find fun in that kind of violence, gee whiz, what's that say about you? I understand all of this. I'm not saying it's wrong. I just understand it. And until you come to a place where you want to maybe accentuate some part of you that has not been accentuated, a part of you that is beyond the precepts and the concepts of right and wrong, good and bad, when you're not trying to entertain your emotionality, titillate your most emotionality with all sorts of whatever, whether it be loud music or some kind of sexual thing going on or food, or, you know, I have students that they binge on movies and do that kind of thing all the time. And so if that is your calling, is that is what you do, if that is what you want to do, and you're not happy with yourself and you don't see anything more to live for than being a part of the herd of animals called human beings, then there is nothing that I could say. I'm not here to talk you into this. You either are ready for it or you're not. And if you're not, you're not. That doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means you're not ready for this. And 95% of the people that I know are not ready for it. You have to have the ilk. There has to be some part of you that understands the sacredness of life. You're sick of your sickness. You're sick of going and living the way you do by living in the pretense of your emotionality, being a slave to it, being a slave to your thoughts, never really looking at your thoughts and understanding the consequences of them and how you live with those consequences. You know, you just got to understand this is the way it is with people, and it may be the way it is for you. Let me read you something from the Tao. Okay, maybe this will help you. Listen to this. It's to me, it's beautiful. Something wonderful existed before heaven and earth were manifest. It is silent. It is sacred. It alone never changes. It acts, yet no actions accrue to it. It embraces all things with love, but asks nothing for itself. What do I give this power? What name should I offer to it? I offer the word the Tao. There is something magnificent in this life. It is sacred. It is whole. It is perfect. That doesn't mean this world is the way we would think of perfect, but it simply is perfect. And above all, it is sacred. You have to be a different kind of person to really understand the nature of your life. There is your living, and then there's life. Life is the goodness, the virtue, the beauty, the love, as Lao Tzu talks about it. All great masters, they talk about life, God, as love. God is love. And this is what they're all about, love. But it is not the love that is romantic love. Attached love, maternal love. It is none of that. It is a love that is totally different from anything you and I have ever tasted in our life. We miss it because we're so busy trying to be emotionally satisfied. We like to think of ourselves as a product of our emotional satisfaction, and that's the way we live. We don't come to a place where there is consciousness. If you want to know true love, you will have to get rid of your sickness. There is a price to pay for that. You cannot be indulgent of all things. You cannot be thinking in terms of wanting to escape yourself and being self-indulgent. You have to want love more than wanting what you think is love. And this is what is most important. So my living, if I'm truly involved in something transformational, my living is a continuum of a loving compassion, mercy, and kindness. And in this, there is the chance for realization, the chance to experience something beyond the confines of the Gregory Edward of the pen and the K. And if you really want this, there's no price to pay. You just pay nothing. You just move with the effort of your heart. And there's not a price to pay for that. It's just so beautiful. And should you ever sit with that in any given time and space, you will find it is all about love. It really is. And we've held back that love in many different ways by being contrary to life itself. Just something for you to think about. Anyway, Kay, thank you for your questions. Thank you for you. And I hope it helps you. And I hope it helps some of our listeners. I'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me. Namaste.